Dr. Bennett's firm, Maximize Consulting, was awarded the 2016 WICT Mentoring and Coaching Contract for two telecommunications chapters and was recently awarded a 2017 contract extension to include additional chapters and audiences. She is on the move, I'm telling you. And for her, it's all about helping. It's not just about doing something because she wants to be busy. She's all about helping, building other people up. And I truly appreciate you, Dr. Bennett, for sharing with us these ways to go about, and I mean practical and specific steps to take in building our dream team.
And absolutely.
And you do this, I guess, on a very, very frequent and regular basis through your company, Maximize Consulting, LLC.
Absolutely. I am still a senior faculty at the Center for Creative Leadership, and the Center for Creative Leadership is ranked number 4 in the world for executive education and number 1 in the U.S. for executive education. And so through that, through the center, I do quite a bit of work, just an array of work with just an array of clients, a diverse group of clients. But for my business, Maximize Consulting, and my website is MaximizeConsultingLLC.com. And when you go to the site, what you'll see is you'll see a lot of resources. You'll also see ways in which you can engage us. And we do quite a bit with the Women in Cable, just an array of things. But one of the things that I find so interesting is the fact that everyone that I come in contact with and everyone that I work with, and that's with the chapters, and I work with probably, and I got the 2018 contract and looking at 2019 contracts with them, with the chapters, and doing quite a few things with them. I was in Atlanta in January doing some things with Big South. And so what I learned is that there are so many people at that entry level, mid-level, in an organization, in these organizations, they don't have access to the kind of training that senior leaders get. Senior leaders get, there's a massive investment in those folks, and I appreciate that. And then what you're finding is companies and corporations now are investing in those entry-level people and those folks that they have identified as either high potentials or rising stars, rising leaders in an organization. Well, if you're in an organization, how do you make yourself notice? How do you get noticed so that you can be a part of something like that? It's what you want to do is you want to present yourself in the way in which you want to be perceived, because our brand is operating whether we're in the room or not in the room. And I say to folks all the time, there's situational language. There's a way that I chat when I'm talking to my family and friends, but there's also a way when I'm presenting and when I'm out in public and when I'm in the workplace. So I say grammar, proper grammar at all times. All times, proper grammar. And when you're doing that, also look like the position that you want to be considered for. And so when you're thinking about all those things, think about, you know, where do I see myself in 5 years? Where do I see myself in a year? And when you look at that, whether you're in business for yourself, and then when you're in business for yourself, don't feel like you need to do it all. There are a lot of resources out there. Even right now, I was saying to Carl on the break, is that I go to Fiverr, Fiverr.com. Fiverr.com. And I can go there if I need some graphic design, if I need a website design, if I need something done, if I need a poster, whatever I need, if I need a video clip, whatever I need, I can go there and I can select who I want and I can pay that amount, and they only get paid until you're satisfied with the product. So you can look polished. Your presentation can be polished. Your company, as you're starting out, you don't need to look like, you know, you're a startup and you're doing things on the kitchen table. Even though you might be doing that, you don't need to look like anything. And so there are things, that resources that are available to you. And, of course, you know, you can hit us up on LinkedIn. And I'm on LinkedIn at L. Diane, in quotes, L.D. Bennett, Ph.D. on LinkedIn. And you can also hit us up on Facebook at L. Diane Bennett. And I've got a Facebook page and some other things. But the key here is making sure that you are accessing the information and the resources that are available to you. You don't need to be an expert. Oh, and let me give you a little caveat here. If you have someone in your sphere of influence, someone that you know, whether on the job or in your community, that's been around for a while and they've done some things, you need to be talking to them, because somebody 70, 80 years old, 90 years old, they know some stuff, okay? And I'm always connected to people that have wisdom. It's one thing to have intellect, but it's yet another thing to have wisdom.
Yes, ma'am.
And sometimes in having wisdom, that one of the things that you want to keep in the forefront of your mind, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Okay? Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And so when you think about the dream team, you think about where you want to be, what you want to make sure of is that, A, you have done a thorough and an accurate assessment of your talent, your personal talents, you. And once you do it, get somebody that you know and say, hey, these are some areas that I would like for you to give me an opinion about. You can even send them an email if you're afraid of what the feedback's going to be. But feedback is critical. That helps us to tighten things up and helps us to get on the right track. Because sometimes we think we're doing fine, and other folks are looking at us like, man, that's kind of jacked up. And you remember the emperor that had no clothes?
Yes.
Everybody else was kind of, oh, hallelujah, here he is. And then that little boy said, hey, he doesn't have on any clothes. And sometimes you need someone to call your attention to some of the things you're doing. And have some kitchen cabinet advisors, some people that are doing some things and going forward, not some people that's going to be jealous and try to pull you down, but people that are, that will encourage you and that will pray with you and that will be a part of your prayer team. And you know, and all of that is going to be important. Don't forget the 2020 census coming up, guys. And our census jobs, census.gov. Go in there and get those jobs. Hey, Carl, thank you so very, very much for having me on. I do appreciate it and love what you're doing.
I appreciate you so much, and I'm so glad that you empowered us today. Much continued success in everything that you're doing, Dr. Bennett.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Till next time.
All right.